now it's time for the celebrity snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hello, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Mr. Bad Luck, Miss Lady Luck, and Mr. Shiggity Out of Luck. How are you lucky mofos doing this morning?
All right.
Tom, I know I said yesterday, when you get on a team's bandwagon, their wind starts sagging, and when you start to root, that's when the team gets the boost. But I had no idea of the power of your bad luck cheer. One more loss and the San Antonio Spurs is out of here. You see the game last night?
Yes.
OKC won another one.
Yeah.
That's three in a row. Like tic-tac-toe, like Larry Curly Moe, like ho-ho Corinne Steppens. Tom, you are an anointed. You are anointed with taint. It's like you have a beige cloud over your head that you cast down on the Spurs, and it's been thunderstorming ever since. Hey, Jay, I've been up all morning doing research on Erykah Badu's new video.
Uh-huh.
Y'all seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I must have seen it 10 to 38 times. I'm ashy right as we speak because I ran out of... Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Erykah Badu is back. And I heard her video where she appears butt naked in a tub has driven up the sales of bathtubs. You even have women remodeling their bathtubs with bath fitters. I don't know what Badu was singing because I was watching it with the volume down. All I know, she was in a tub butt naked, covered in glitter. Then what looked like blood or barbecue sauce or preserves or sorbet or something. And then in milk. Like a naked-ass parfait, y'all. Jay, all Badu needed was some Hershey's chocolate syrup and some handcuffs and Hennessy, and it'll look like my hotel room New Year's Eve 2008.
Oh, my gosh.
Too much info,
Sybil. Uh-huh.
Hey, real quick, did y'all hear about the little three-year-old that got kicked off the airplane for crying?
Yeah.
Yeah, this little teary-eyed terrorist threw a tantrum after the flight attendant turned off the iPad he was playing with. Then he became restless and didn't want to sit in his seat. Tom, I fly all the time, and I see plenty of kids acting up like this on planes, but never to a point where they get him and his family kicked off the plane. Shoot, you don't see Kirk Franklin kirking out when he fly like that. I mean, people love kids as long as they're not crying, especially on planes. This is my pet peeve. On planes and in the movies. I can't stand them on planes and the movies. When they get to crying, kick them out. Kick them out. I know one thing. This don't sound like a black kid. Now, I might be wrong, because a quiet kid ain't going to get us kicked off no plane. I would have put his little ass in an overhead compartment or something, Tom. Asked the flight attendant for a muzzle, some duct tape, and a seatbelt extender to whip his little ass. Jay, it's too much shiggity on the plane to silence your child with, right?
Uh-huh.
I would have rolled up one of those Sky Mall magazines and tore his little behind up. I would have metal world peace this little ass. You ain't getting us thrown off this plane. These tickets were $3,000. When I first heard the story, I thought they were flying on Spirit. And you know Spirit charge you for everything. Crying is $800.
Huggy, huggy.